Hey, CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 12. Let's read from Philippians chapter 2. Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Each of us has been granted a certain amount of power, possessions, and prestige. Some more than others, but everyone has a degree of power, possessions, and prestige. Now, the question is not how much you have. The question is, how do you choose to use what you have? You can use what you have to be self-serving, or you can leverage what you have to serve and benefit others. But the way you choose to leverage those things will determine if you're going to live a good life or an extraordinary life. It's the difference between a good life and a great life. Let's read what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, verses 11 and 12. The greatest one among you must be your servant. Whoever makes himself great will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be made great. Serving is simply choosing to leverage your power, possessions, and prestige to benefit others. It's the act of voluntarily choosing to humble yourself and leveraging who you are for the sake of others. But it's also the key to living a great life. It's what caused multitudes to follow Jesus. Because when people believe that you're in it for them, they will be more inclined to follow you. And one of the simplest ways to begin serving is by simply asking, "How can I help?" Imagine the husband asking the wife, or the wife asking the husband, "How can I help?" Imagine at work, school, church, or in the community showing up and asking, "How can I help?" Think about it. It's a powerful thing to interact with people who have your best interest in mind. It's what makes a person great. It's what makes Jesus so great. That's why you should leverage who you are to benefit others. And one of the easiest ways you can accomplish this is by simply asking, "How can I help?" Let's pray. Dear God, how can I help? What do you need me to do? How can I serve you and others? All that I have, you have provided. I have nothing that you did not first give me. Today I commit all that I have to be used for your purpose and for the benefit of others. You said that I should seek first your kingdom and everything else will be added. Therefore, today I am seeking to serve in your kingdom, and I put all that I have in your hands for you to use as you see fit. Dear God, how can I help?